Okay, so today is Daf Tzadi Dalid. We are on Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis by the Gemara. We did the Mishnah yesterday, which is the main source of the story about Malach Shein Tzrich LaGufa. Now we're going to start the Gemara. The Gemara now is going to talk about the idea of Ikar and Tufa when it comes to Hotzah. It's a concept that we saw a few times, but Tana Rabbanan. So we learned in a Braisa. Hamotzi Ochlin Kishur. So now the person does is he's taking out food items, the size of which would be a shear, okay? Im bekli chayiv ala ochlin upater al kli. So he takes him out in a bowl. He takes out the krogeris of the certain item, takes it out in a bowl. He's only going to be chayiv for the amount of ochel that he took out, but he's not going to be chayiv on the kli. Rashi says, upater al kli, shehi tfeil ala ochel. It becomes tough to the food. I guess you could, by saying it's tough for the fool, review it as not even being there. Review it as not being, as not existing. So hamotzi ochlin kishir im bikli chayv al ochlin upatera kli. Vimahaya kli tsarichlo. But if he also needs the kli, meaning he needs the food and he needs the kli, like he's taking the food to move somewhere and he's taking the bowl for something else. Rashi says, imhaya tsarich the kli. He's going to use the kli for a different purpose, the purpose other than carrying the food items in that place that he goes. Then he's chayav af al kli. He's going to be chayav also on the kli. Rashi says chayav al kol achas v'echav v'echad, chayav for each one. How? Marzal says, now how's he chayav? How's he chayav for two? Because the question we're going to ask is, you just carry two items behelama achas, right? Had one forgetfulness. You just carry two items out. So Gemara says, shmami no, should we deduce from here, Ochol shnei zesi chaylev, behelim echad chayiv shtayim. Should we deduce from here that if someone eats two kazesim of usher fats, of chaylev, in one forgetfulness, he's going to be chayiv two chatos, he's going to be chayiv twice? We know that that's not true. If he has one halama, you're only chayiv once. So what's going on here? Why is he chayiv two here? So Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes is going to give the Yukimto, Hachav, my Eskinon. What are we dealing with over here? Sheshogag ala ochlin, the hazel al kli. No, we're talking about two different types of forgetfulness. He forgot only that the food, he was shogeg regarding the food item, but he was mazed regarding the kli. So therefore, he's chayiv the karban on the ochel, and he's chayiv misa, I guess, on the kli. Which again is also difficult because why be chayiv both? Maybe you'd have a kimle here, but the Gemara asks a different question that doesn't even make sense with the words. Maskef l'Ravashi af ala kli katani. The Braisa said that if you need the food and the kli, you're chayiv also for the kli. The af makes it sound like the same way you're chayiv for the food. That's what you're also going to be chayiv for on the kli. So don't tell me that the food is shogeg and the kli is mazid. So Ella Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, what's the case? He goes sheshogeg b'zeh u'b'zeh. He was shogeging both. He had one halama. He forgot that it was Shabbos. He forgot Shabbos chutzah was aser. Whatever it was, shogeg b'zeh u'b'zeh. But what happened when he was told, or when he realized what he did wrong? He didn't realize at the same time. It was shogeg b'zeh u'b'zeh. V'nod delo. First, he realized that he took out a food item. V'chazer v'nod delo. And then, at a different moment in time, he realized that he took out the He took out the kli, and that is beplukta de Rabbi Yochanan of Shimon ben Lakish, and that goes back to the machlokas we saw on Daf in the Ayin. I think Ayin Aleph or Amud Beis. There was a machlokas there between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rashi explains for us towards the top. He says the iflagu be yedios machlokos. There was a machlokas there as to what point in time or what thing happens that you would then be considered that you have two different yedios, and then would have to bring to two karbanos. Right? Reish Lakish said, right, which we Rashi says, machlok plurikal gadol, if namir of Sheshra Rashi Acha, he doesn't really explain it. But what it is that when you have different yedios, when you realize that you made the Avera, does that now separate the yedios and they require you to bring two karbanos? Does, if you actually separate a carbon for Avera 1 and then realize you did Avera 2, does that separate the Yedios and require you to bring two carbonos? So Rabbi Yochanan held, if I only realized Avera 1 at point A and then Avera 2 at point B, well, then that's considered the Yedio that separates the two, and I have to bring two carbonos. Reish Lakish did not. Reish Lakish said that the only time that you would be able to separate the Yedios would be a later time when you separated the carbonos, or even when you were makriv the carbonos. But if you only realize if only realize sin A at point A and sin B at point B, they're still going to be considered fused together, and you'd only have to bring one carbon. So this brisa would be going according to the Shita of Yochanan. Again, the case would be is that you took out a food item in a kli. You need the food item. You need the kli for something else. The brisa says you're chayiv two chatos. While you're chayiv two chatos, you took them out at the same time. The answer is going to be the brisa is holding like the Shita of Yochanan, who says that if you realize the vera A at point A and you realize the vera B at a different point in time, that separates the maisa vera, that separates the adios, and therefore that would require you to bring a carbon chatos for each of the of the averos. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he carries both. He's shogeg. He doesn't know that carrying is usher on Shabbos. And 2 days later, someone tells him, by the way, you know, you carried a cookie on Shabbos. He says, well, okay. And then 2 days after that, someone said, you carried a bowl on Shabbos. Okay. So the Mishnah there continues. That's the case. Okay. The Mishnah continues. The Mishnah said, Hachai b'mita pater afalamita. So the Mishnah had said that if you're carrying a live person on a bed, you're going to be putter even for carrying the bed, because the chai, we have the rule, the chai no says atzmo, right? The chai considered carried by himself. There's no iser doraisa for carrying something that's live. We'll see what the parameters of that are. And the bed is tafel to the chai. So the chai is putter, the bed is also putter. You can be carrying out this massive bed in the street with a person on it, no carbon chatas, there's no chatas. Because, again, the chai is pater because chai no says atzmo, and the bed is pater because the bed is tafel to the chai. So Gemara says, lema masnisin she'ar misna rav nasanhi, that our Mishnah goes according to the shita of Rabbi Nasan, v'lo rabbanan, and it doesn't go according to the shita of Rabbanan. Why? The Tanya, we have the following braisa. Hamostzi behema chayev of l'rishus harabim. What if a person carries not a human being but a living being? You can't behema chayev of l'rishus harabim. Ben chayin ben shchutin. Whether they are alive or whether they are dead, chayev. According to this Tanakama, there is no such thing as chay nosetz asmo when it comes to a behema chayev of. It's only humans, because here you're carrying a live animal into the street. It still says chayev. Rav Nasan Omer. Rav Nasan says, al hashchutin chayev. You would only be chayev if you carried dead animals into the street. Al chayin potter. If you carried live animals into the street, you would be potter because shechay no sets atzmo. We view it halachically that the chay is carrying itself. Right? Tosos asks, why is chay no sets atzmo? Like, what's the logic behind that? So Tosos, he says, Temelari, lama potter. What's the reason chay no sets atzmo? Maybe you'll say the imishum shechay mekel atzmo. You know, dead weight is much heavier than live weight, right? So maybe that's the case. V'lo afil b'masa kal yoter chayev. Doesn't make a difference. There's no difference of whether I'm carrying feathers or I'm carrying bricks. If I'm carrying something, I'm carrying something. Doesn't make a difference about the weight. So why is chayev no says atzmo? He says v'lo afil b'masa kal yoter chayev. Then he says, oh, maybe it's mishum the shnayim sha'asohu p'turim. Maybe since the chayev is considered no says atzmo and I'm carrying it, so it's two people doing a malacha, I'm carrying and the chayev is carrying himself. He says, that can't be, because that becomes a case of zeh yochel v'zeinu yochel, which we said before yesterday, that is chayev. So Tosfos on the bottom says that the reason is because, he says, well, omeri, demi mishkan gamrinan. We learn it from the Mishkan, shelo hayu nosim dover chay. They never carried any live animals when it came to the Mishkan. Shatchashim v'ha'elim, like the big animals that they use for the hides. Hayu hochlim v'ragleim. Those used to walk. They never carried them. They would walk them. The chilazon, miyad hayu pochim osam terem yomus. They wouldn't carry them when they were dead or alive. They wouldn't carry them alive. They would kill them and use them right away. Because we said the comment is b'neshama tvei nichalek yehi d'tzil tvi'i. You had to have them alive as long as possible, so the pigment would be used. So he said it's not like the way that was done in the Mishkan. So while they were showing him, the Chorin asked, "What do you mean? Just because it wasn't done like that exactly in the Mishkan? I mean." So if they only carried, what did they carry? They carried boards in the Mishkan. What if they carried a watch? Then you're not going to be chayev for otzah because it wasn't in the Mishkan. Why does it have to be exact? We have the concept of toltos. Why is it not? So Tosos answers, brings us back 92 days to Tosos on Daf Beis, that it holds, Pnei Yoshua says, that Hotzah is considered Malacha Geruha. Hotzah is a lower level Malacha, because we mentioned there's no change in the status. It's a much lower level Malacha. And Tosos, so Shitaso holds, says the Pnei Yeshua, that the only time a Malacha Geruha is going to be Chayiv is when it's done exactly the way it was done in the Mishnah. So it seems to be that they did not, the only, if they did not carry any live animals in the Mishnah, in the Mishkan, therefore nothing alive, according to this, would be Chayiv. Okay. So the Mishnah, the Bryce said, we just brought down, we said that our Mishnah doesn't go according to Rabbanan, it goes according to Rav Nasan, because our I don't know exactly, our Mishnah said, it's a chai b'mita potter, af al mita shemita tfeil alo. So we say, it's that Levi Masnisi and Rav Nasan, our Mishnah goes like Rav Nasan, v'lo Rabbanan, t'tanya, k'son Rabbeisa, hamotzi behem chayiv o'f, l'ushas harabim, bein chayim, bein shchutin, if whether it's alive or it's a dead, it's chayiv. So they say by behem chayiv o'f, Rav Nasan omer, al shchutin chayiv o'chayim potter, m'shachay no sets atzmo. So you see here, that Rav Nasan is the one who says chay no sets atzmo, the Rabbanan seem to be saying chay is not no sets atzmo. So the Gemara says, I gave it away, but the Gemara says, amar rabba, filo temu, Rabbanan. You can see our Mishnah even goes according to the Rabbanan, ad kan lo pli Rabbanan leader Rav Nasan. When do the Rabbanan argue Rav Nasan about chay no sets atzmo? That's ella by behem chayiv o'f. That's only by behem chayiv o'f, the misharbiti nafshayu. Because I guess they stiffen up, seems to be. They stiffen up, and they cause itself much more difficult, cause you difficulty to carry them. Aval adam chai, but a live person, did no set smatzmo, there you're going to say no set smatzmo, filar bonam motu. So don't say that that Bryce is not like Rav Nasan. Our Mishnah is talking specifically about humans. Humans, the Rabbanan would agree, chai no set smatzmo. But that Bryce was talking about animals, there's the machlokus between Rav Nasan and Chachamim. So amalei Rav Adar Ravala Rava. So Rav Adar Ravala says to Rava, Bahad etnan, according to what you said, that what we just said, right? Then that I have a question. The Beseira Matir Basus. Behira Matir Basus. What's the case? The case is Ben Beteira allows you to sell a horse to a guy. If you look at Rashi, Matir Basus, Limochul Nachri. The idea is you're not allowed to sell these behemoths to Goyim, because you're concerned that maybe you might rent them to Goyim. And if you rent them to the Goyim will be using your animal and doing a malacha with them on Shabbos. So prevent the rental, we forbade the sale. But Ben Buteira says, you're allowed to sell a horse, because what's the worst thing a horse is going to do? The horse's purpose of the horse is to carry somebody on them. Well, to carry somebody on them is not a malacha del Raisa, because a chai no sets atzmo. Look at Rashi again. Matir basus lemochro lenachri mipnei melechas hasus, because what's the melech that a horse does, melechas hasus im haya adam oso, if a person would do it, ain chayv of chatas dilirachiva omed, it's caused it only does for riding, but chay no sets atzmo, and chay no sets atzmo, so there's no melech doraisa by the horse, right? V'hada asu limchor behemir gas lenachri, the reason why you're not sell this an animal to the guy, mishum she'ela, because you're concerned about lending, or mishum schiras iser, v'sus, and even if you rented, v'sus, inami moshe l'mogir, la v'sir v'derais, ika, she'em alach etzilat sus. That's the whole idea, that's what's going on here. The Beseira says, you're allowed to sell a horse to a guy. V'tanya, I mean, this is a Gemara of a Rezara, I'm learning a Beseira there. The Beseira, matir v'sus, why? V'pnei, she'hu osu bo malacha, she'ein chayav malachatos, because the sus only does a malacha that you wouldn't be chayav malachatos. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Ben Beseira v'Rav Nasan amru davar echad, that Ben Beseira and Rav Nasan hold like the same shita of chay no sets atzmo. The reason, so therefore Ben Beseira says chay no sets atzmo, and therefore you can sell the horse. Now v'iyar mar telo pliger Rabbanan leider Rav Nasan. If you hold that the Rabbanan don't argue with Rav Nasan, and they say that also by humans we say the concept of chay no sets atzmo, why does the Bryce over there only say that Ben Beseira holds like Rav Nasan? Ben Beseira should also be holding like the Rabbanan, because they also say chay no sets atzmo when it comes to human beings. Right? The Iyamar, the low pleager, Rabbanan, leader of Nasan, Ela, Behema, Chayva, Oaf, Mishun, the Mishapti, Nafshayu, my ear, Ben Beseira of Nasan, Vahar, Matafil, Rabbanan, Mode. Why are you only saying that Bryce over there, that only goes according to Shita, Ben Beseira of Nasan, even the Rabbanan will agree? Because Rabbanan hold, we just established, Rabbanan hold, that Chay no Sa'atzmo, Chay, applies by humans. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a different type of horse. We're talking about a horse over there that's not used to carry humans. It's a horse that's used to carry animals. So if it's a horse that's used to carry animals, we'll just say outside first. If it's a horse that's used to carry animals, then Ben Beseira can only be holding like Rav Nasan. because the Rabbanan argued with Rav Nosson, but Chai Noh says Atzmo, when it came to the idea of carrying animals. So that horse is a horse that's only used to carry animals. Therefore, only Ben Maseir would only line up with Rav Nosson, who says Chai Noh says Atzmo applies to animals as well. See inside. Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan says, Bipsus Hamayuchad Laofos. It's a certain type of horse that was used for birds. Rashi, what type of horse is that? He says, Ikasus the Miyucha the Ophos. Umi Ikasus the Miyucha the Ophos. Is there a horse that's used for animals? He says, yes, in Ika Deve Viyadon. There's this horse that's Bnei Viyadon. Rashi says, Shel Tseyode Ophos. It's for the bird catchers. Shenosnim Alasus Ophos Kishain Chayin. He go nates umino letzud shar ofos. You kind of use these birds. You put them on the back of the horse, and they attract the other birds to come to it, and then you would catch it. So this horse is specifically that he's talking about that you can sell a horse. Okay, I guess according you can sell this horse that carries birds. So if it's a horse that carries birds, so who would hold that a horse carrying birds is not a melacha d'oraisa, only Rav Nosson. Of course, Rav Nosson holds that Chai Noh says Atzmo applies to animals as well. But it won't go according to the Shita of the Chachamim, because the Chachamim only hold Chai Noh says Atzmo applies to humans, not to animals. Right, that's what it says. Right, some sort of falcon they put on the back of the horse. Maybe it just gives you a harder time to put it on. I don't know. No, it doesn't get away. That's the next case in the mission. The next case we're going to see now is Amar Rav Yochanan, Umod Rav Nosson Mekafus. Even Rav Nosson, who says, you're right, even Rav Nosson, who's right, but Rav Yochanan is going to say, even Rav Nosson, who holds Chai Noh says Atzmo, he's going to be Moda that it's Mekafus, that if you tie them up. If you take the human and you tie the human up and then you carry the human, you would be chayev. He can't help you. So there's a question over there, does that apply for a baby? Right? Would that apply for a baby? Like, right? The baby can't really help. You can't walk. What about putting the baby in the carriage? I mean, again, it's still us at the Rabbanan. But if you can't, what about the babies in the middle of the street or something like that? You know, there's situations where you're matir it for certain dangerous situations. How do you have to do it? Do you consider the baby kafus or not? Is the baby considered tied down? So Amalei Rav Ada Bar Masan Labaye, same idea. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Masan Labaye, Vaha Ani Parsai. What about these Persians? Apparently, the Persians commanded kfisi damu. These Persians, and if you look at Dr. Abramson, he has pictures of it on the OU app thing about these Persians. They were heavily armored; they could barely move. They were heavily armored, and their horses were heavily armored. So, do we then consider them to be kafus? Are they considered tithed? Right? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseir of Rabbi Nosson Amar Davar Achad. Well, Rabbi Yochanan just says that Rav Nosson agrees that if you're tied down, you're going to be chayiv. Okay. So that means these people, that Ben Becerra and Rav Nosson are holding the same thing, and they should agree. If you say that Rav Nosson and Ben Becerra hold the same thing, then Ben Becerra should also hold that by kafus you're going to be tied down. Because Rav Yochanan, because why here you have these Persians that are totally tied up, they can't move, right? And nevertheless, Ben Becerra martyred you to sell the right. Ben Becerra martyred you to sell the horse, and he didn't make a distinction. He didn't make a distinction whether or not you're selling the horse to a non-armored human or to an armored human. If this idea that if you're kafus, it's considered that you're chai, then Ben Becerra should not have allowed you to sell the horse to these Persians, because if they ride the horse, they're considered kafus. So the Gemara says, now, hasam remus ruchu denokit lu. Right? They're really not tied down. They just wear these. They wear this this armor for. For hoardiness. Nahu parja shacha, de rosach malki lavei, the right plus of parsi bikare. You had this Persian guy who was being chased after by the king, and he was able to run three parsois with his armor on him. So clearly, they're not considered, the Persians are not kafus, so therefore, Ben Becerra, what doesn't have to make a distinction between which humans you're selling to, because even if you sell to the Persians, then it wouldn't make a difference because they're not considered kafus despite all the armor that they are wearing. Okay. The Mishnah then said, as hames b'mita chayev. If you're carrying a bed, right, if you're carrying a bed that has the mace on it. So we originally said, the Mishnah said, if you're carrying a live person on the bed, then you're going to be putter on everything, because the live person is chaynos, it's atzmo, and the bed is tafel to the mace. Here you're carrying the bed is tafel to the live person. Here you're carrying the mace on the bed. And also if you're carrying a kezayis on the mace, you're going to be chayiv, Rabbi Shimon is going to be putter. Why? So Amar Rabba bar Barchan, Amar Rav Yochan, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Shimon Lokesh, putter hayir Rabbi Shimon in this case. Oh, sorry. The Mishnah says why it's a difference, because Rabbi Yehuda says the Tanakh Rabbi Yehuda says it's a melachah shein tzrich lagufa yuchayev, and Rabbi Shimon said that it's a melachah shein tzrich lagufa and you're potter. Why is a melachah shein tzrich lagufa according to Rabbi Shimon? Because you don't need to move you don't need the mace. You just want the mace out of your house, right? Or you're not doing it for the purpose. That's according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, you're not doing it the way they did in the Mishkan. The way the Mishkan they did is you brought things that you needed. Here, bringing something out that you didn't need. But Amar Rabba Baruchan, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Poter Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon with Poter, you bring out a mace in all cases. Af b'motzias hamace l'kovro. Even if you were bringing the mace out to bury, your intention was to bury the mace. So therefore, you have intention to move the mace. Rav Shimon still says you're going to be Poter. Rashi says why? Af b'motzias hamace l'kovro v'lo tamer lo Poter ela b'meinicho l'chutz. Don't say that the only time Rav Shimon says you're Poter is when you're putting the mace outside just to leave it there. The ain't sorich lo l'gufo shall lo. The ain't sorich lo l'gufo shall motzi lo l'gufo shall otsa. Because in that situation, it's not a purpose. There's no purpose for the mace, and there's no purpose for the person. Right? There's no constructive person for the alive person to bring it out. He's just doing it for preventative reasons, like according to Rashi. And there's no constructive person for the mace. He's just bringing it outside. He would say, even if there's a constructive purpose for the mace itself, you bring the mace outside to bury, it's still a malach shein tzrich l'gufa, because the person who's bringing the mace out, it's not for his purpose. Amar, right? So the af b'motzias hamace l'kovro. And Amar Rava says, umodir Rav Shimon, but Rav Shimon agrees that b'mar l'achbor bo, and sefetoro likros bo dechayev, that if I bring out some sort of hoe, I think it's a hoe, to dig with it, or a Sefer Torah in order to read with it, then I'm chayev, because then there's a purpose for both the item and there's a purpose for both the person who's bringing it out. The Gemara says pshita. Well, that's pashat. Di ha nami malachin tzuch lagufa. If bringing out a Sefer Torah to read it, right, to Rishon to read it is also considered malachin tzuch lagufa. So then, when do you have a malachin tzuch lagufa? A malachin tzuch lagufa. The Rabbi Shimon heichem shkachasla. When would you ever have that situation that he would say you're chayev? The Gemara says ma v'tema. You might have thought adi ikal lagufo. Ulegufa. Maybe you would need that. You would have to have, in order to be chayiv, you have to have a tsorich for the motzi and for the item that's being taken out. Legufa, ulegufa, and it would be kagun mar, like the person lasos tas lachbor or sefer Torah lagia b'likrosbo. You might have thought that the only time you would be chayiv, let's use the Torah example, is if you took the sefer Torah from the shusar riochet or shusar rabim in order to fix it, which is a purpose for the sefer Torah, and to read it. Kamash Malon, that no, that only you have to, the only time, the Kamash Malon, that in order to leave the rule of Malach HaShem Tzrich LaGufa, is if what you're taking out is for your own purposes, if you need it, even if it's not necessarily for the purpose of the item. So here I'm taking the Sefer Torah out to the Shusar Rabim in order to read it. It's not beneficial to the Sefer Torah, but it's beneficial to me, and therefore it's going to be considered a Malach HaShem Tzrich LaGufa. You would have thought that I would only be considered Malach HaTzrich L'gufa if it's beneficial to me and the Sefer Torah, taking the Torah out to fix it and to read it. Kamash Malan, Rav Shimon is going to say, if I'm taking the Sefer Torah out just for me to read it, that's enough to make it a Malach HaTzrich L'gufa, and therefore you would be Chayev. Okay. Hahu Shichva Dehavi Bidar Dero Keres. Okay, so there was this dead body that was lying out in the city of Drogeres. Shara Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak lafuke leKarmelis. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak allowed them to take the mace and move it to the Carmelis. The question is why? What was going on? So Rashi says, lafuke leKarmelis shahayam mutal bebizoyon. The mace apparently was sitting and it was a bizoyon to the mace. O bedeleko bechama. Either it was near a fire or it was near the sun. V'imishum tiltol. And now you have another problem. How do you move the mace? The mace is muksa. They put a piece of bread on or a baby on it, so they got rid of the tiltil issue. So Rashi says that there was bizayon to the mace, which is a bichidish, that you're allowed to be metaltal something for bizayon for the mace. Usually I'm metaltal something if it's something that's bothering you, but that Rashi says it's bizayon to the mace. So he allowed him to move it to the Carmelites. So Amalei Rav Yochanan Achve Achu Demar Brei De Ravna. So the Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he said to him, Kiman, who are you holding that you're allowing to move the mace? You allowed to move the mace outside. Kiman, Kirav Shimon, are you holding like Rav Shimon? Well, how are you saying that? Emer the Patra Rav Shimon Chuyu Chatas. Rav Shimon said that if it's a Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa, which is over here, you're moving the mace, it's a Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa, well, then Rav Shimon only said you're not Chayiv Chatas. He still says it's also the Rabbanan to move that. He says, Emer the Patra Rav Shimon Chuyu Chatas. Isir the Rabbanan Mia Ika, it's still the Rabbanan. So Amralei, so Rav Nachman says back to Rav Yochanan, Hello Kim, I'm making Yoshua, the Alita Be'at, I swear to you, Vafila Rabbi Yehuda Shari. It would be even mutter going to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Malach Shein Tzrich Lagufa is Aser, because you misunderstood what I said. Mika Aminu Rosh Hasharabim, I didn't say to move it to Rosh Hasharabim, I said the Carmel is Kaminan. I said to move it to a Carmelist, there's no Malach HaDoraisa at all here. It's moving to our Makam Ptur, to a Tzoni Din Derabanan. You misinterpreted what I said to do. And Gadol Kavod HaBriyos, Shedochas Losasa B'Torah. And Gadol Kavod HaBriyos, which is I guess the Kavod HaBriyos for the mace, I guess is Docha Elo Sasa B'Torah, the Losasa B'Torah of Losasar. Right? The Kavod HaBriyos is Docha Derabanans. And therefore, I can take the mace, move it to a Carmelist. That's Docha, the Issa Derabanan, of moving something from Rosh HaYachid to a Carmelist. You thought I said I was going to move it to Rosh HaRabim? I'm not saying to move it to Rosh HaRabim. I said move it to a Carmelist, even a Carmelist, Rav Yehuda would agree. Okay. Tanan Hasam. Hatolesh Simone Tuma. The Hichva Esamichya Over Belotase. Person has Simonim, he has two white hairs that makes him, right, that makes up a heres. And that makes him a mitzora. Or he has everything, he has live skin within the tumah. So those are simane of tzaras. So what he does is he plucks out the simane tahara, or he burns off the good skin, therefore removing the simane tahara. So the Gemara says that you violate a losase, that's a violation, that's a lav, because the pasuk says, he shomer b'nega tzaras. You have to guard the nega tzaras. So the Gemara says that if you remove the simani tuma or of taras, you violate a law. So Itmar learned in the base measures. What about achas mishnayim chayav? So he's got these two hairs. He removes one of the two hairs of the simon of tuma. He removes one of the hairs. He's going to be chayav malkos because he violated his shomer b'negat taras. What happens if he has three hairs? Right, achas mishalosh, and he removes one of the three. So he's still left with the two. So, Rav Nachman Amar Chayev. Rav Nachman says he's still Chayev for plucking out the Simani Tuma. Rav Sheshes Amar Potter. Rav Sheshes he's Potter. Rav Nachman Amar Chayev. Rav Nachman says he's Chayev. Why? Because I'm concerned. Ahani Maisav. What he did still has impact because the Imish Takla Chadach Risa Azle Tuma. Because now if he pulls off another one, he's going to get rid of the Simani Tuma. So by pulling off one now will lead to the possibility that if he pulls off another, he's going to be Chayev. Rav Sheshes Amar Potter, Rav Sheshes to me is more mistaber. Look at the here and now. Did he do anything now? Did he do an aveira now? No, Rav Sheshes Amar Potter, Hashna Miyas Ha'is LaTumah. By pulling out one of three, he still has the Simani Tumah there. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Mina Amin Allah. Can I prove to you? Rav Sheshes says, how do I prove to you that I'm Potter? That in this case, that you're Potter. I'll prove it out, Midatznan, from our Mishnah. It says, the Mishnah says, V'chein Kezayas Min HaMeis. If you take out a kezayis of the mace, you're going to be chayiv. The kezayis min avela, you're going to be chayiv. Ha chatzi zayis potter. But if you pulled out half a zayis, the only a chatzi shir, you're going to be potter. Right? Malav. Sorry. But ha chatzi zayis potter. Vatanya, but you have another brice that says chatzi zayis chayiv. If I pull out a chatzi zayis, you're going to be chayiv. So what's going on here? Our Mishnah says, the deal from our Mishnah is, you pull a chatzis ayis, you're going to be potter. The Brisa says, you take out a chatzis ayis, you're going to be chayiv. So malav, hadatanya chayiv, the Brisa that says that you're chayiv, the apik chatzis ayis mi kezayis. That's the case where you took out, there's only a kezayis in the house, and you took out a chatzis ayis. So that chatzis ayis now is chashivus. It has impact. Why? Because if I take out that chatzis kezayis, I'm now completely removing Tuma from the house. There's only one Kezayis in the house. If I remove the Chatzizayis, there's no more Tuma left in the house because only a Kezayis Minames is Mitame. Chatzi Kezayis Minames is not Mitame. So if in that case, I'll be Chayiv. Why? Because I'm moving a Dabar Chachiv. I'm removing something that impacts the Tuma, and therefore it's going to have impact on the Shabbos, which was a Shai that we had a few days ago. Right? So that's why it's Chayiv. Right? My love, Hadatanya Chayiv, the Upit Chatzizayis Mikazayis. Bahadavan Potter, and the case which is Potter, is the Apik Chatzis Zayis V'Chayis of Mechza. the case where it says that our Mishnah says it's Pater is where you're removing a Chatzizayas when you have more than a Kazayas there. So that's the same case that we have. He says, right, the case of our Mishnah, according to Rav Sheshis, is lining up with the case of Tzaras. Just like Tzaras, if I pluck one out of three hairs, and so to here, I'm plucking out one Chatz Kazayas out of three half Kazayasim. I'm going to be Pater in both cases. Just like the Mishnah here says I'm Pater. Why am I Pater? Because I didn't do anything. I left over a Kazayas in the house. So too, in the case of Tzaras, if I pluck out one out of three hairs, I'm not going to be Chayiv because I left over two hairs. I didn't violate it. So that's going to be a Raya. Rav Nachman said, that's not on Shabbos. That's just talking about Tzaras. Right, that says any time you're not allowed to pluck out the hair on Shabbat, you're not allowed to pluck out the hair because you're violating the Isra fi Shomer b'nega Tzaras. Okay. And that's not the case. The Mishnah is not talking about the case of Shabbos, no. Okay, no problem. So Rav Nachman who said in the case of two of three hairs, if you plucked one, you would be chayiv. So how come in our Mishnah does it say that you're pater? If we're talking about more than a kazayas, talking about three chatzi kazayasim, why would you be chayiv if you pulled out one? You didn't do anything. Rav Nachman says, no, Aydiv Ivi Chayiv, Hadith on Pater. Our case that says that you putter in our Mishnah is the Upik Chatzi Zayas Vimez Gadol. That's the case where you took out a Chatzi Zayas from a massive, massive body. So there's a whole 300-pound body there, and you took out a Chatzi Zayas. That's why you putter, because there's no concern. There's no concern, even if another Chatzi Zayas falls away, it's not going to be concerned. The case of Tzaras, if I pulled out one hair, he's going to be concerned there, because if I pull out a second hair, I'm going to be chayev. In the case of the 300-pound body, if I pull out the chatzik zayis, that's not going to make a difference if I take another chatzik zayis. Like only, I guess, he would be concerned if you got down to the point where if you take away the chatzik zayis, and then there's only two, you know, then you'd be concerned that later on, if you pull out another one, that would cause the chiyuv. Still, I don't understand why you're concerned. Well, that's like a din derabanan. Why does that make you chayev midoraisa if you didn't do it anything yet? Okay. Fine. Next Mishnah. You mentioned shearing, so Hanotzi part of Zobazo. Someone pulls off his fingernails by one fingernail touched, you know, pulling off the other fingernail. Obishinov, or he bites them off. This Saaro, or he pulls off his hair, became Sifamo, his mustache became Bain Sikino and his beard, became Hagodeles. Kena kocheles, I think kocheles means you sort of braid your hair, and kocheles means you put sort of makeup on the eye. Vichena posekes, someone also who looks like she brushes or combs her hair. Rebbe Elezer Mechayev, Elezer says in all these cases they're going to be a chiyav d'oraisa of chil Shabbos. Gemara is going to discuss what the chiyav is. The chacham osim mishum shuas. Chacham is going to say in all these cases it's only a din d'rabanan. Okay, Amar Rebbe Elezer. Elezer says machlokes, the idea about taking off the fingernails on Shabbos. The machlokus din Rabbi Elezer and Chachamim as to whether or not that's a chiyav d'orais or chiyav d'rabbanon, that's only biyad. That's only if you're not using a kli. Haval b'kli, if you use a utensil, like a nail clipper, if you use a kli, chayev. You're going to be chayev because it's a tolda of gozes, of shearing. Right? The Gemara says, pshito, that's pashut, that the machlokus is only if you did it by hand. That's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, zo bezotanan. You took it off with one finger and the other finger. You took it off with zo bezotanan. Mar says, no, ma'al tema, you might have thought, Rabbanan b'kli nami patri, that the Rabbanan would say you're also patri if you used a kli. V'had katani zo b'zo, and why is the Mishnah use the case of using your hand? Glodicha kocha de Rabbi Lezer, to teach you how powerful the shita of Rabbi Lezer is, to tell you that even he would hold that you're chayav d'oraisa by doing it by hand. Kamash malon, to teach us, no, that that's not the case, that the machlokas is only by, that the machlokas is only by yad, but by kli, they're going to agree that it's going to be chayav midaraisa. V'amar Rav Elazar says, machlokes la'atzmo. The machlokes of whether or not it's a daraisa, the rabbanon, is if you're doing it for yourself. There, Rav Elazar would say that it's going to be midaraisa, but rabbanon would say it's the rabbanon. Aval chaveiro, but if I take off the fingernail of my friend, then divrei kol pater. Everyone's going to hold there that's not a chayav d'oraisa. Where it says pshita, that's also pashut. That's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said tziparnav. No dikta, tziparnav means tziparnayim shalo. His fingers, his fingernails, tanan. not so malatema, you might have thought Rabbi Lezer lechaveru nami mechayev. That Rabbi Lezer would say, even if you took off the fingernails of your friend, you would also be chayev. Why does it say tziparnav? To teach us how powerful Rabbanan Shita is, that even if you took off your own hand, your own fingernails, you would only be putter. It wouldn't be chayev midoraisa. Kamash malon, come to teach us, this Rabbi Lezer comes to teach us that that's not true, that even to the chaveru, Rabbi Lezer is going to agree that you're going to be putter. So according to the second Shita, set mandamer here, that when does Rav Elazar say that you chayv midoraisa? If you pluck off your own fingernails, not if you take off your friend's fingernails. This happens to be, Tosos points out, Tosos Aval Bekli, Dimar Masu Chayev, he says that this whole case is Heinekar of Yehuda. This whole case that says you chayv midoraisa, this mission that says you chayv midoraisa, only goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, de mechayv bil melecha she'ena tzricha legufa. Who says you're mechayev from melacha shein tzricha legufa? But according to Rabbi Shimon, and we basically pasken like Rabbi Shimon, this case is a melacha shein tzricha legufa. Because why? When in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah, when they sheared, what was the purpose of the shearing? The purpose of the shearing was for the shearings, to get the wool. Here, what are you ripping off the fingernails? You don't want to keep the fingernails. You're getting rid of the fingernails. So it's a melacha shein tzricha legufa. According to Rashi and Tosos, it's a melacha shein tzricha legufa. So therefore, according to that, we would paskin that ripping your fingernails or biting your fingernails would only be an isur derabanan. Now, Rilamaisa, it's not so halachic ramifications, but it could be an issue or could come up halachically if a woman forgot to cut her fingernails when she's going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. What is she supposed to do? If it's only a derabanan, right? If it's only a derabanan, then maybe there are some heterium to have a goy cut her fingernails for her, because maybe it's a shvus b'makom mitzvah. So there might be other sheet things that come into play if you hold that it's a derabanan. There is a sheet I saw that even Rav Shimon would say, everyone would agree that it's a malacha shetzricha legufa, because most of the time when you cut your fingernails is to make your fingers look nicer. So it's an idea. The idea is to beautify it, and therefore you want it. It's a malacha shetzricha legufa. We seem to, you know, be very careful. Like, you know, somebody once asked, remember in yeshiva, somebody asked, what's your biggest yitzhahara on Shabbos for what malacha to violate? And people like, violate with doraisa, very, you know, so most people answered borer. And one person said, he bites his fingernails, he said, gozes. That's his biggest issue on Shabbos, is fingernails. Okay. All right, the Mishnah then said, v'chein sa'aro, that if you rip out the hair, or from your head, from your lip, from your beard, you're going to be chayev. So tana learned the raisa hanoto kemelopi zug. What's the shear for ripping out the hair? You'll be chayev. If you take out melopi zug, which would be the amount of cutting, I guess, of a scissor, you'll be chayev. The comment: how much is melopi zug? Amar Rabbi Yehuda shtayim. It's two hairs. Bahatanya, but the Gemara says how come? It says lula karcha shtayim. The iser of yanking out hair, you know, to make yourself bald, that says ulokorcha shnayim. That's mashma that only pulling two hairs is for that chiyah, but for everything else, it wouldn't be two hairs. It says that it's specifically lekorcha shnayim. Ema v'chein lekorcha shnayim. No, it means also lekorcha shnayim. To violate Shabbos, it's two hairs. To violate the isra of pulling out your hair, also is going to, like it's pulling out for mourning purposes, that's also going to be shnayim. Tanya namehachi, we have a brayso that supports this. It says hanoto malopi zug b'shabbos chayev. If you pull out a scissors worth of hair on Shabbos, you're going to be chayev. V'kama malopi zug, how much is that? It's shtayim, it's two hairs. Rabbi Lezer omer achas. Rabbi Lezer says even one hair, you would be chayev. Umode chachamil Rabbi Lezer b'milaket levonot mitok shecharo shafila achas chayev. He says that case that you're chayev is a case where you're pulling out one white hair amongst black hairs, because then that white hair is going to be, has a chashivas to you, because you want to get rid of the white to, well, so those who only have one white hair, you want to get rid of the white to make you look younger. And then the Mishnah, the Brice continues with Darvazeh Apachol Aser, to pluck out your white hairs is even Aser during the week. Shenemar Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. That's Beged Isha, that's what a woman does, that's what a man is not supposed to do. Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha, that's something a man is not supposed to do, something that beautifies him in the way that a woman typically does. Tanya, Lerner Brice, Reb Shimon Lazar Omer, Tziporin Shapirish Rupa. So you have a fingernail that's, I guess, separated from the finger, rove, vitzitzin sheparsha ruban. I guess that means the cuticles also? Is that what it means? What does he say, vitzitzin? I think it means the cuticles, they also are hanging, like this hangnail, biyad mutter. Then lichat chila, you're allowed to rip them off with your hand, But b'kli chayiv chatas. But if you rip him off with the kli, with then you'd be chayiv chatas. Now the Gemara doesn't like that. The Gemara never likes that you have one action that the machlokas is so far apart. One person says mutter and one person says chatas. So what's going to end up happening is the Gemara is going to move him closer and say mutter and putter or putter and usser. You can't have it too far apart. So the Gemara says umika midi. Is it possible that b'kli chayiv chatas of yamutter chila? That you do something with a kli, you can be chayiv chatas. You do it with the hand, it's going to be completely mutter. That's no, that can't be. Hachik amar pershu ruban biyad mutter. If you have this hanging nail, you'll one time on the if you rip it off with your finger, that's mutter lechachila. Will be kli pater bal aser. If you do it with a kli, that's going to be aser derabanan. Now the low pershu ruban, but if it's not majority, it's not halfway off. Biyad pater bal aser. Then to pull it off with your finger. You just rip it over your finger, that's going to be asr derabanan. It will be kli chayiv chatas. You do it with a kli, then you're going to be chayiv chatas. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, halacha of Shimon ben Elazar, the halacha follows of Shimon ben Elazar, who just said that you're allowed to rip off the fingernail with your hand if it is more than halfway hanging off. Amar Rava Barachana, Amar Rav Yochanan, v'husha perisho klape malo umetzaros also. Caveat meaning, it has to be ripped towards the top. The machlokas Rashi Tosaf, if ripped towards the top means ripped towards the end, the top of your finger, or to the top means towards the bottom of your finger, which one's considered the top? Machlokas Rashi Tosos, umitzaros also, and also has to be bothering you. If it doesn't bother you, then you cannot rip it off. And I guess we'll stop here on the bottom of Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis.